Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
It's also something that happened with one of the ministers in the executive. And this minister goes by name of Gayton McKenzie. The news kind of got lost after the budget speech got postponed. But Minister McKenzie had this to say about Donald Trump after meeting with AfriForum.
People are going to agree with you. Yeah. We must not be arrogant. We must listen to the other views. And we must try to convince them to say by argument, not by ignoring them or by saying, I want to speak to this, or Gayton is a creeper of America. Listen, let me tell you something off the bat. All my friends knew before all this thing, I love Donald Trump. I love that man. Everybody in the PA knows I love Donald Trump. Now all of a sudden, I must not love Donald Trump. I love Donald Trump since the days of his reality show. But even the people that I love my partner, but I differ with her. That doesn't mean you can't differ with people. If I differ with my partner, it doesn't mean I stop loving her. I want to say that we must differ.
So, in all fairness,
yeah,
Gayton McKenzie has always maintained that he's willing to work with all people. And he's always maintained that he would like to bridge the gap, which is very wide in South Africa, interracially, and also just the class divide, right? The problem, however, with his analogy and how he views things is that that particular statement that he made and those two examples are actually false equivalences, right? So let me put it this way. If you and I were friends and you, Pilar Sante, said, Cesar, man, I love the way you drive.
Yeah.
Right? Then I go, fine, let's get in the car. Mm-hmm. You get in the car with me. Then in the car, I start mowing down people, literally hitting them, and I'm killing them.
Yeah.
It's not enough for you to say, Cesar, I disagree with you. Because now it's not a matter of opinion.
Yeah.
Now there's an action.
Yeah.
That is a test to what I'm doing.
Absolutely.
So you need to act equally so. You need to stop the car. You need to make me swerve. Or you need to get out of the car.
Mm.
You can't talk about, hey, but I love you, Cesar. Man, I love the way you drive. Right?
Yeah.
Because now there's no redeeming factor to this.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the nonsense that we're talking about.
Yeah.
Because Donald Trump, it's not a matter of loving him now. It's not a matter of opinion.
Mm.
Donald Trump's actions in office are affecting people's lives.
Yeah.
Right? So that's where the problem is.
I think he's still entitled to his opinion, though, Cesar, because when you hear him, he says, I've loved this guy since his reality show. And I get the fact that, you know, there are actions attached to how Donald Trump is as an elected official of the American public. But I think with what Gayton is saying about him actually admiring, and there's a lot of people that admire Donald Trump, not just Gayton McKenzie. So it goes back to, you know, do I actually still enjoy the same person that I admired when, you know, when he was still a person that had not done all of these actions that are now tainting his image? So I think he's still very much entitled to his opinion of Donald Trump and the way that he still sees Donald Trump.
Everybody's entitled to their opinion.
Yeah.
I not once said he must change his opinion.
Yeah.
Everybody's entitled to it. But we are also entitled to our opinion of him now.
Absolutely.
Because this is the same guy that was praising Oranya.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the same guy that met up with AfriForum.
Yeah.
It's the same guy that attended their rallies.
Mm-hmm.
So now our opinion of you is that you are not the person that you proclaim to be.
Yeah.
And it's questionable as well. You know, for me, it raises eyebrows because, fair enough, people are complex, right? But if we're looking at the long list of controversies and, like you were saying, the policies that have hurt and marginalized people,
yeah,
as well as the court battles, is in and out of court, what exactly is Gayton claiming to love about Donald? Is it the leadership style? Is it because he's very defiant? Is it because of his personality? What exactly is there to
love? He's a convicted rapist.
Yep.
What is there to love? That's the part that I say really raises eyebrows.
I think Gayton is struggling to articulate himself. But like Pilar said, there are a lot of people that admire Trump for other reasons. But if you had to look at Gayton McKenzie and the politics that he stands for and the politics that Donald Trump stood for at the beginning, they're not worlds apart, Pilar, honestly speaking, because many love Trump for being a nationalist.
Yep.
He's an advocate for protectionist politics, which is what the PA stood for here, Abahambe. Yeah. So they were very insular. And they were basically as well advocates for protectionism of some sort, that the country first, everybody else second, which makes sense that they would really have the same views about how to govern a country. But the only thing now that has happened is that Trump has gone beyond this protectionism and nationalist type of approach to his politics. Now he's almost venturing into the realm of
imperialism.
Yes, one, but also he's dealing with misinformation a lot. Mm. And he takes that, whatever's brought to him, it's never verified, and then he acts based on that.
Yeah.
So that has become problematic. But his politics, I know that a lot of European countries before now, he actually stepped in as the president yet again, they were quite fine with those kind of politics, because in Europe, they are about themselves first, and this protectionism was a wave that was sweeping across Europe.
Yep.
So the PA in South Africa and what the Republicans stood for, to a certain extent, was the same.
So even on that, right, I'd argue that Gaten is the biggest hypocrite, right? Because the things that he campaigned on and how he's been acting as a minister are worlds apart.
Yep.
How? Mabahambe is similar to what Donald Trump is saying about Mexicans.
When has Minister Gaten McKenzie spoken anything about Mabahambe since he got sworn in?
Nothing.
Not ever?
Nothing.
Please. You see, that's something else that I can't respect.
No, I'm silent because I'm trying to remember.
Because it didn't happen. There's a reason why you can't remember it. Because it didn't happen.
You just caught me off guard.
Okay. I'll give you time. In the meantime, you can give us a shout. 086-000-0959. Let us know what your thoughts are. Gaten McKenzie. Not the man you said you were when you campaigned.
Tinangandot. It's not a surprise, ndot. Ukethini 26 ipantit mfethu. What do you expect? Cabanga njengesiboshwa lo muntu lo, survival of the fittest. Lo muntu uhamba necard elimphilisayo. So, ngeke uthembe into ephuma kulowo muntu lo, ujika manje.
And that's the thing. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion, again I state. But likewise, we are also entitled to our opinion of your opinion. More so when you are a minister that has sworn to protect the law and also sworn to abide by the Constitution.
Yeah, Pila Sande, he is entitled of his opinion, but our opinions are not fixed. So it does not mean that as time goes, he will not change his opinion. Opinion changes every time. So now the issue is that if the circumstances of Donald Trump were directly to him, as Njobu Sizwe is an example, if Donald Trump was mowing directly his family, he would not hold the same love that he has. He would change his opinion because now it's directly hitting home.
Gaten, you never cease to amaze me. Oh, guy, can you like really make up your mind here? Are you with us or are you with Donald? Because now is not the time to really praise Donald's love into our face, where else we are just not feeling the guy right now. Oh,
and furthermore, I'll even go as far as saying Gaten on numerous occasions has always said that he will serve and protect Cyril Ramaphosa because Cyril Ramaphosa gave him the position that he's in. Now, it's very clear how President Cyril Ramaphosa feels about Donald Trump's policies. Very, very clear. Where is that loyalty now, Gaten?
And U.S. President Donald Trump has called Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky a dictator without elections. Now, this comes after Zelensky accused Trump of repeating Russian disinformation and rejecting his claims that Ukraine had started the war. I'll have more on these and other stories at 7 o'clock.
Now, you see there, Trump is correct.
That Ukraine started the war?
No, about Zelensky being a dictator. Zelensky's term ended over a year ago. He should have gone to elections. Well, this thing of keeping the country under martial law and just holding on to power, that is nonsense.
We can say he doesn't have a mandate because they didn't have the fresh elections. But the term dictator now suggests that there was no reason behind them now having declared martial law in the country. They are currently in a war. So without context, then you would think he's correct. But if we give the context, then you'll think perhaps the word dictator is not the correct word to use in this instance. But yes, there is martial law. And yes, he doesn't have a mandate from the people. There have been no elections.
Let's also give more context, right? This aid that he was given, even from the US, he can't account for a large portion of it.
Yep.
25% of the money, he doesn't know where it went. And there's reports of himself enriching, buying things for his family. This guy's a dictator. There's no two ways about it. He's fleecing the people of Ukraine.
Now, I love how things have changed. In one respect, many people say Trump is taking a lot of incorrect facts and then acting on them. And then in one instance, you guys are saying when it comes to Ukraine, though, he's right.
No, but this is not decide. But this is not incorrect information. This is information that has been reported by very, very, very accurate and credible sources. Again, you can go research that. Mm. The BBC has spoken about this. Every national newscaster has spoken about this.
No, we're going to need Vladimir Zelensky to account for all the funds that were shared with him.
But he hasn't been able to. He literally came out and said he doesn't know where the funds went.
Okay, then Trump is
from
correct.
His own words.
Then since we're about South Africa, is Trump correct?
No, but that's something different now. We're conflating two issues.
I'm not conflating. I'm just saying that when it comes to Trump, let's take it with a pinch of salt.
Well, it's not taken with a pinch of salt. The one is fact. The other is false information. We live in South Africa, we know. But yeah, Zelensky cannot account for a large portion of the money that he was given. His own words.
Purely because we don't have a Ukrainian in studio now, because we're saying we live in South Africa, we can say that what he stated about South Africa
no,
is false.
No, but he was asked so we in would front need of Congress. He was asked in front of Congress and he couldn't answer. His own words. He was in the US and he asked him and he couldn't say.
Sizwe. Yes. Do we not have Play-Doh?
No, I'm just saying. Zelensky's a fraud.
I think, to be fair, Steve's like, indaba yokuthi bahambe is not really his jurisdiction right now. And I think he's just trying to play it safe, given his background. You know, he doesn't want to be too radical as a figure. So, yeah, I don't think he's got the range to make sure bahambe or to enforce that belief, you know, but I think over time it's probably something he will obviously prioritize. So I'm saying let's give him the benefit of the doubt. It's his first season, you know, so let him settle into the league.
Okay, that's fine. We'll give him the benefit of the doubt. And again, nobody's expecting the Minister of Sports, Arts and Culture to enforce, for example, a matter when it comes to immigration. But your view must certainly be heard.
In the Waga Gating, now I'm being in support. I only care about South Africans first and no one else, especially those who are illegal. But now they gave him the position that he was not expecting as a minister, and a man found a chain in Tamo, Nyao, Nesanta, Bamfaranum Lom, Asang at Baham, Belaban, Agaz at Baham, Benang, Egapin at Baham.
This is a land of Yagamakinsifan and Arcade. Song is I'm trying to Arcade. Let me say, meaning I'm trying to Arcade, but I'm making so I can. Our ends and Yakundum, you understand? But Umakinsin. I don't wear as my views, so I personal views. But must I tell my personal views? I mix any professionalism. I can, I will manage. Then we're gonna be lost. Just because Donald Trump is against South Africa because of 1, 2, 3, 4. Since finally we do Mackenzie, I was on Donald Trump. I say again, Angel.
Nobody said for Negam Zonde. What we're saying is he can't support him. That's what we're saying. Ukzonde is something totally different, right? Dumeleng on Twitter saying Gaten's a cabinet minister who has sworn to be loyal to the Republic and protect the Constitution, right? Donald Trump has attacked our Constitution, and as a result, he's trashed the Republic. A minister confessing his love for him, not the right way to go. What are your thoughts?
You know, this comes in the backdrop of the presidency issuing a statement that they won't be meeting the AfriForum in solidarity.
Yes.
And then almost a week later, the cabinet member, he goes and defies that particular statement and then say, to hell with it, I'm going to meet them, you know. And it was not an opportune time for him to do that. He should have read the room. There is time and place for everything. And that was not the place and time for him to meet those particular guys.
100%. So again, there's a contradiction in his actions, right? Because people were saying, well, he can't speak about Abahambe because in his portfolio, it doesn't allow him to do so. But here he is, exercising autonomy when it suits him.
You're a public figure. You are a representative of the people. And you see what's happening. You see the misinformation that's moving around. And yet, you still praise
the person
who
on the left.
Is actually declaring you an enemy, a person who is actually making sure that your people suffer. And you claim to stand for all the people. Separate personal values with those of the public, especially if you are a public figure, and not just a public figure, a political representative of the people. Our daughter.
I corner. I like Trump, but when it comes to this, I corner. Oh, my God.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.